Another piece of the COVID-19 pandemic story is about jobs. Without tourism, the local jobs market is taking a tremendous hit, of course. There are also questions about the long-term outlook for jobs, both here in Hawaii and nationally. A Dallas-based data analytics firm called ThinkY recently released a report taking a longer view of the economy around the country and here in the state. The conversation's Harrison Patino spoke with Jay Denton, the Chief Innovation Officer of ThinkY. Denton sees a challenging road ahead for Hawaii, but also with some bright spots along the way.
What's really interesting about it, 1.8 million jobs in a single month. If we went prior to COVID and we said 1.8 million jobs for this full year, people might have been kind of excited about it because it was getting so hard to fill roles because of how low the unemployment rate is. And you know, Hawaii, we'll talk about it more specifically later, but Hawaii's unemployment rate was even tighter than the national average. And so to get 1.8 million in a month would seem like everyone should be ecstatic. In a lot of ways, I'm sure people are. But on the other hand, there's this bit of caution because we know that we've seen COVID counts rise. I know in Hawaii, we've certainly seen that over the last month or so, and restrictions now starting to be tightened a bit. And we can just see and feel that the road ahead until we actually get a vaccine is likely going to be a little bit of a bumpy one. And so perhaps more moderate growth ahead. And so that's why it's hard to celebrate too much over 1.8 million jobs, even though the number itself is fantastic. It's the third largest of any month in U.S. history behind the last 2 months we just had. So it's a little bit of a mixed answer for something that should seem so positive. People aren't necessarily because a lot of people are working from home these days because of either, you know, state or local restrictions or what the businesses have just decided that let's work remote. And so there's been much more of a comfort in terms of trusting people to work at home. I'll tell you, in some industries, at some businesses, working from home might have carried a little bit of a stigma before. Today, that's changed, and it's changed very, very quickly. And I think that we'll start to see more companies consider hiring remote, not just in their markets, but in some cases for markets where, you know, the cost of living is lower and you perhaps, you know, as you're trying to figure out how you know, your revenues are down, how do you solve the expense side of the equation? Remote workers out of metropolitan areas where there's a lower cost of living, which commands lower salaries, that's, I think, a big shift. That the challenge that remains there, though, is it's still different being in an office and being around people and the type of culture and what that feels like. So it'll be an interesting challenge to see how that plays out over the next few years after hopefully we get a vaccine, as has been mentioned recently, early in 2021, to see if we see a big return wave to the office, more people working at home, or some sort of hybrid in between.
Working by home has sort of become by necessity in these recent months. Some experts are saying that working from home might just be the way of the future. Is that what you think?
I think for certain roles, it is much more feasible, where you're able to mostly work by yourself. Some of these are customer support type roles or support services where, you know, usually you're on your computer speaking with someone else. I think that's a lot easier. There are other jobs that are just going to be harder to replace long-term, I think, by working remote. Again, many of those are in the service industry. So those at restaurants and other places like that, I think it's going to be harder to change, but we're starting to see other businesses shift and help with that. So home delivery services, we've seen like couriers and messengers, that type of employment base grow because people are getting more stuff delivered at home. And so I do think we'll see some shifts, but to a degree, I believe that there will be people go back to the office simply because of the culture benefit that it's hard to replace.
Now, looking long term here, what are your key predictions for the labor market here in Hawaii if the tourism industry remains shuttered and ultimately kind of changes completely, looking at less tourism altogether? What do you think the landscape of Hawaii's job market will look like?
Well, I do think that, as I mentioned a bit earlier, the tourism industry, you might even call it the experience industry, I do think that it has the ability that once people are able to hopefully revert back to social behaviors like we knew them before, we could see it change rapidly because it's hard to get that experience through technology. It's not something that, you know, one of the big technology firms can just simulate what it's like going to the beach or to a swim up bar at one of the hotels. And so I do think there's the chance that it could outperform expectations. But right now, you know, generally we're seeing the leisure and hospitality industry, which would include, you know, tourism as part of it, likely taking until 2025 or longer to return. And some of that's logistical, as I mentioned, when airlines' revenues are down 60 to 80% and cruises are down more than 90%, you know, they're changing what their schedules look like. So even as the market improves, there will be some logistical things that can make it a little bit harder to rebound the way that you think could happen. We do think, again, that once we get past COVID, that the market could rebound sharply and likely will rebound sharply. The big thing is, how do we bridge the gap between now and then in terms of looking at Capitol Hill for any sort of stimulus packages that will be available, but likely more moderate growth. So I think, you know, in the near term. So it's important for businesses to really focus on where are the opportunities today, and you know, build their strategy around that. But we do believe it will bounce back. I think it'll just take a little bit longer. Overall, the U.S. economy, we believe, will get back to full employment by around late 2023. Because of some of those nuances, you know, for Hawaii, it's probably a year or two beyond that.
Jay Denton is with the data analytics firm ThinkWise, speaking there with conversation producer Harrison Patino. And Harrison joins us at a safe distance here in the studio with more on that report. And Harrison, what else did you take away from your talk with Denton and the company's work on this?
Hey, Bill. So yeah, as you might imagine, the outlook is about as bleak as you would think, but he did identify some bright spots going forward. That recent July job reports that he mentioned in the beginning is a tentative cause for moderate celebration. Denton is pretty hopeful at the recent numbers because they are historic for all the wrong reasons, but the general consensus is to take the jump in jobs with a huge grain of salt. Conditions are nowhere near stable. All indications, like you said, seems like it's going to take a while, many, many years. And Hawaii itself is going to lag behind the rest of the nation with pre-COVID levels of employment. It's not going to take until about 2025 or maybe a little bit sooner, but it's a long way off.
It's an interesting point in terms of the split between the national and Hawaii. Any particular reason why Hawaii is lagging in terms of restoring some of those numbers?
Well, as you could probably imagine, tourism plays a pretty significant role in that, not just in Hawaii, but across the nation. Denton identifies these sort of jobs as leisure as hospitality. More specifically here, those are pretty intrinsically linked with the hotel industry. Nationally, those jobs are down by about 60%, specifically here in Hawaii. Hotel jobs shrank from roughly 43,000 jobs pre-COVID to around 11,000 now, which is a three-quarters decrease, and it's pretty huge. The numbers have started to bounce back, but they are still roughly at about 60% of the pre-pandemic numbers, which is on par with the national average as well.
And there are some other industries that they looked at and identifying as being particularly hard hit.
Yeah, as you might have mentioned, Denton really kind of boils the whole hospitality industry, especially pertinent to Hawaii. He calls that the experience industry, which is pretty
interesting phrase.
Yeah. It's pretty intrinsically linked with tourism. Bars and restaurants, of course, play a pretty huge role in that. These kind of hospitality jobs have remained the hardest hit here in Hawaii, basically the hardest hit sector. Nationally, jobs in the restaurant industry are down by about 20%, but here it's doubled at roughly 40% of where it was in February. Sheer numbers, that's about 70,000 restaurant jobs pre-COVID. Now that's about 40,000 jobs. They've been climbing by about 10,000 in the last month or two, but like I said, still pretty far off.
Also, some areas where Hawaii is ahead of the national average with employment.
Well, we did talk about some bright spots. Denton identified three sectors. Construction is the first one, particularly high-rises, as you might imagine here in Honolulu. And that includes all the specialty contractors and tradesmen that comes with them, plumbers, electricians, et cetera. As you might expect, the demand for these trades sank pretty sharply when things first started to shut down, but they're actually pretty stable here in Hawaii. Finance as well, which is actually a pretty small industry compared to other large urban hubs, is actually relatively stable. It employs about 16,000 people here, and jobs in that sector are only down by about 1%, so it's really more or less the same pre-COVID. Lastly was grocery stores, department stores, and general merchandise. What's interesting in that this report kind of shows those three sectors lumped together in one larger sector. So while the total number of jobs remains the same at about 39,000, which is on par with pre-pandemic levels, it's unclear if these workers from like a department store, which we've seen a lot of closures of, might have migrated to more grocery store jobs, which have been hiring pretty consistently since the beginning of all this.
Interesting, and a lot of flexibility, I guess, in some of those numbers. Bit of a moving target as we go forward. Thanks, Harrison.
Of course.
Harrison Patino, producer here on The Conversation. You can find out more at hawaiipublicradio.org.